Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I'm joined by Alyssa Whitmore, the program coordinator for Becoming American through Perry Hometown Heritage. So, Alyssa, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks so much for having me, Joe.
So, as I said, we're talking once again about Becoming American. We had you in here last month. Now let's talk about the program in general, in case people haven't heard about it yet and are unsure about what this program is.
Sure. So Becoming American is about a 2-month-long series. We're about halfway at this point. And it's a documentary film and discussion series about immigration in America. It was designed by a New York nonprofit organization called City Lore, which is essentially engaged in trying to preserve America's heritage and does this through educational programming. And it is funded by a National Endowment for the Humanities grant. So the aim of the program is really to show a variety of films with different aspects of America's immigrant experience and to really promote understanding and civil dialogue about immigration in America. So Hometown Heritage is the main sponsoring organization, but we have a whole host of other organizations that are helping us with the series. This will include Drake University, Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, the State Historical Society of Iowa, the City of Perry, Hispanics United for Perry, Des Moines Area Community College, Perry Public Library, the Perry Public School System, and the Grand Theater.
All right. So, yeah, it's a great program from what I've heard. Like you mentioned, you had several events in September already. How do you feel like those events went?
I feel like they've gone really, really well. We've had 2 events in Perry and 1 event in Des Moines. Our first event was really towards the beginning of September, and we screened Little Salsa on the Prairie. That was pretty well attended. We were also really excited to have the filmmaker, Jody Swilke, join us for that, as well as we essentially had a panel of people from Perry who were either featured in the documentary or have done projects on Perry and immigration since then. So it was a really great discussion. People really enjoyed the film.
All right, and then following that was an event in Des Moines. How did that one go? Did you have good turnout for that, given that there was some travel involved?
We had a pretty decent show of people from Perry. I think we had about 15 from Perry, so we were very appreciative of that. It was a kind of a cloudy, dreary day, so we didn't get the attendance we were hoping to. But the film in Des Moines was kind of a history-based series talking about immigration in America from about the 1820s to 1920s. So we showed the film. People enjoyed it. We had a really great discussion. It was moderated by Inbal Mazar, who's a Drake University professor in their World Languages and Cultures Department. And she'll be joining us for some more screenings and discussions later in October and November as well. The State Historical Society, specifically the state curator, Leo Landis, did kind of a 1-day pop-up exhibit for us on immigration in Iowa, which we were very thankful for. And then we've also had just recently an event as well, kind of in partnership with Hispanics United for Perry, this past Sunday, where we screened a documentary called Welcome to Shelbyville, which is about kind of a small town in Tennessee that has kind of an influx of, in this case, a refugee population from Somalia who's coming to work at their local Tyson plant. So there were some nice overlaps with Perry's story and Perry's history. And ISU Extension's John Woolseth was our moderator for that. And with this discussion, we had a lot of really great ideas that were kind of floated around on how we can make Perry's immigrant population more welcome, how community members can kind of get involved in ways to help them adapt to moving to a new place.
All right. Yeah. So 3 great events already in the books for the Becoming American series. And now in October, you have several more, starting with one that's coming up very soon. What can you tell me about this event and when it is?
Absolutely. So our next event is this coming Monday, so October 8th, and this is at 5:30 to 7:30. We're very excited to be able to have this one at Drake University in Des Moines. We're going to be in the Sussman Theater, which is on the lower level of the Olmsted Center. This particular theme is how immigrants and refugees adjust to life in America, as well as how they seek to retain some traditions from their homeland. So it's looking at that kind of interesting pattern that all people do when you move to a new place, that you learn to live in this new environment, but also you want to retain some of your family traditions. The film for this is called The New Americans and the Nigerians. It's a really interesting part of a documentary that follows this Nigerian family who is refugees due to military unrest in Nigeria. They spend about 2 years in West Africa in a refugee camp before they're finally resettled into Chicago. And so that's kind of where a lot of the film kind of picks up in following them as they're getting used to things in Chicago. You have a very common phenomenon that the father, Israel, is a chemical engineer back in Nigeria. But then, of course, a lot of times when refugees move, their professional qualifications and degrees do not translate over with them. So both he and his wife end up initially working in hotels, basically, as kind of late shift hospitality workers. So it's really interesting. We get to see them come to a new place and essentially learn to adapt and then kind of learn to thrive in this new environment.
All right. Definitely sounds interesting. That's at Drake University. So we discussed it with the other event in Des Moines in September. Can people maybe carpool or meet up somewhere before this to head down there?
Absolutely. So I do kind of recommend carpooling, and please contact the Carnegie Library Museum and Hometown Heritage, and we can try to arrange for carpooling. One reason why this might be particularly good is that parking around the Drake neighborhood, around the university, can be kind of difficult, that there's not a lot of spaces and a lot of people drive. So we have kind of some parking information that I need to share. So the first is, if you want to park on campus in the near vicinity of the theater, you're going to have to buy a parking pass in advance. And I've got a link to this website up on our main page at hometownheritage.org/events-and-exhibits. It's a $5 parking pass. It's good all day. You just pay for it at home, print it out, put it on your dashboard, and then you're good to go. But if you are not inclined to pay for parking, there is parking within walking distance. You just kind of have to go a little bit into some of the residential neighborhoods. So I have also on the website some suggestions there for what streets are still pretty close, but would be kind of free. So this event as well is moderated by Inbal Mazar, and so she is a Drake University professor. And through partnership with her, we're also kind of co-hosting and sponsoring this event with Drake University's Department of World Languages and Cultures and their Leadership, Education, and Development Group. So LEAD is the abbreviation there. And we are especially thankful to the World Languages and Cultures Department because they are providing essentially dinner and refreshments before the film.
All right. Well, we have lots more to talk about regarding becoming American. And unfortunately, we're out of time for this edition of our Let's Talk program. So let's bring you back soon here and do another program. Does that sound good to you?
Sounds great. Thanks, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Alyssa Whitmore. This has been part one of a two-part interview. Keep listening in the coming days for part two. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sarwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.